but we got different reasons for that. Believe in me, 'cause I don't believe in anything, and I wanna be someone to believe.
That was the Counting Crows with Mr. Jones. Good morning. Good morning. Gray here with you on this beautiful Tuesday, the 14th of October. And we will be talking Packers all hour this hour. Not about what's coming, but about what happened over the weekend. I was fortunate enough to receive tickets as a gift from a friend, so I was there. And I just want to chat briefly about the things I didn't expect. I think those of you who have been to games will know what I mean, and those of you who haven't been might be a bit surprised, because this was my very first Packer game, and I decided to treat it like I might never get back. So I'd like to tell you the story about that. Then later this hour, I want to give a shout-out to an NFL player, not that I think he'll ever hear me, but because he's an example of something I believe in, and it's probably the last player you think I'd want to pat on the back right now after he got into a fight this past weekend. First, more music. Here's the Bengals.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this
I'm not afraid to die. Trail Mix 103.1.
Please, won't you come and put it down on me? I'm right. that red velvet, I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on, that's my sugar.
That's Maroon 5 with Sugar on Trail Mix following The Clash, Rock the Casbah. So, we were at the game on Sunday. Big shout out once again to Bill and Lisa Klein, who very generously donated their tickets so that we could attend. It would not have been possible otherwise. And I've been cognizant since they made that offer that it may be the only regular season Packers game I ever see. Not for any particular reason, but because I didn't get to one until I was 30. And with the way the economy is looking right now, football games are not in my five-year plan. But that said, sometimes the stars align, and they did for us this weekend. So first and foremost, huge shout out to Bill and Lisa for sending us in their stead. We were fortunate enough to sit next to a lot of people who very clearly knew Bill and Lisa. There was a whole micro community there in the stands of people who often occupy the same seats for home games. So big shout out to Chris, who was fantastic there too. There were a couple things just briefly. The biggest thing that I didn't expect was how small a group of 70,000 people can seem. It doesn't seem like that area could hold 70,000 people, yet at the same time you look around, it's like, yeah, that seems like it could be 70,000. I mentioned on Joel's program earlier this morning, though, that it also, because everybody was so focused and people weren't moving around, it also felt like a much smaller number. So if you had told me that was, you know, if I was 12 years old and you'd said, yeah, that's everybody from Park Falls, just in one place, that's what that looks like, I'd have thought, oh, wow, that's more people than I realized. But it would have been sensible, you know, and obviously Park Falls is what, it's way smaller than the 70,000 people that can fit into Lambeau Field. But I think that speaks to the effect of all focusing on that central thing happening. There's quiet where you don't expect it to be when the Packers were on offense. And also the TV timeouts. I've heard a lot of people talk about, yeah, the players just stand around a lot. You'll notice them just stopping and you'll be wondering why they're all taking timeouts and it's for TV. I didn't notice that. It didn't seem like they were standing around a lot, probably because it was my first time stadium experience like that, and therefore I was just distracted at all times. My head was on a swivel, and I don't know if that's ever been more true for me. So that just briefly is a little fun from what was generosity from friends turned into a good time over this past weekend. Later this hour, I wanted to review one thing that happened from one of the dozen NFL games on Sunday, and I want to pat a player on the back and also not. We've got some nuance coming up later in the football hour.
Leaning into local radio, Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
Oh, 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 Ozempic. Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants state citizens to know that tree and shrub seedling sales from state nurseries are now underway for spring planting 2026. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted in spring 2026. Wisconsin Forest Nurseries have provided high-quality, native tree seedlings appropriate for planting across the Badger State for more than 100 years. Seedlings from state nurseries are used for reforestation and conservation plantings on private, industrial, and public lands. Any tree seedlings that get planted will also get Wisconsin closer to its Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by the year 2030. A minimum order consists of a packet of 300 trees or shrubs in increments of 100 each per species. Youth groups and educational organizations can also purchase seedlings for their conservation planting projects. Place your seedling orders via the online form at the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Ordering Tree and Shrub Seedlings. Some species are in short supply, and there's always big demand. Plant some trees next spring by getting your order in now. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Other Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high around 57. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 38, becoming mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 60.
It's 34 at our studios.
We'll bring the music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I don't care if
The Cure, Friday, I'm in love. Gray here with you halfway through the football hour on Trail Mix. And the Gap Band is coming up next with a few more friends, too. And after they're through for now, we'll chat about the player I want to highlight. He's suspended, but I want to give him a pat on the back, kind of. But not just that. Tell you what, why don't you listen to a few more songs? Here's the Gap Band, three more coming after that. Then you keep it here. You bring a girl to change my world. You are a girl for me. You lift the fuse, I stand confused. You are the best for me. But you turn me up, you drop the bomb on me, baby. You drop the bomb on me. But you turn me up, you drop the bomb on me, baby. You drop the bomb on me. You were my thrills, you were my fears. You dropped the bomb on me. You turned me out, you turned me on. You turned me loose when you turned me wrong. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. But you turned me out, you dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. Just like Adam and Eve said, you set me free. You took me to the sky. I've never been so high. You were my fears. You were my friends. You were my hope. Baby, you were my smoke. You dropped the bomb. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. But you turned me out, you baby. You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Trail Mix 103.1.
It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
white mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Michael Cimbello with Maniac, following Train, Genesis, and the Gap Band, finishing the football hour. There was a fight in the Lions game, and that fight was ostensibly started by Lions safety Brian Branch. And when it's okay, so if you saw this fight, you saw the video that we all saw, which was the game was over. The Chiefs beat the Lions. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes walked up to various Lions players and tried to dap them up, you know, give them a high five. And one of those players was Brian Branch, safety for the Lions, and a darn good one, too. The Lions really probably do have the best safety duo in the league when they're at their best, between him and Kirby Joseph. But I digress. Brian Branch has some behavioral issues, and he has for the last couple years, and he's a young player. So for his entire career, it's fair to say that he's seen a lot of suspensions. I believe, not suspensions, but mostly fines. I think it was 7 last year and 3 already this year. And when Mahomes approached Branch for some respect, Branch ignored him. And Mahomes kind of just patted him on the back as Branch walked away. But another Chiefs player noticed that, and that player was Juju Smith-Schuster. So Juju was angry that Brian ignored his quarterback, and Juju decided that he would try to give Brian a high five too. So he walked over to Brian, and Brian looked at Juju, and instead of taking the second offer for a high five, Brian put his hand on Juju's face and pushed. You could call it a punch, you could call it a hit, you could call it a blow. It was more than just pushing his face away. It looked like he was kind of trying to make a little bit of an impact, at least to me. If it was more of a push than an impact, it was tough to tell, and I'll die on that particular hill. And I mean, even the next day, Lions head coach Dan Campbell was making comments that the conduct was inexcusable. Brian Branch, I mean, and it started the fight. It started the Chiefs Lions fight. There was a whole brawl after that because Juju retaliated, and so did a lot of other Chiefs players. And like I said, Lions head coach Dan Campbell said his players' conduct was inexcusable, and I thought, cool, it's good that you zero tolerance on the fight. And then I saw the interview from Brian Branch, in which he stated that he was being bullied out there and that what he did was childish. But he did mention offhandedly that he was being bullied on the field and that the refs weren't catching it. So I thought, huh, that's an interesting perspective to take from a guy who's wearing armor and being paid millions of dollars to effectively fight and wrestle a bunch of other guys. You know, I'm being bullied? That's an interesting take. Watch that last quarterback, though, and there's a couple plays that stand out, including one major block in the back. At one point, Juju Smith-Schuster blocks Brian Branch in the back so hard that Branch eats dirt. I mean, like, smack, face first into the soil. And that's a penalty, by the way, that the refs totally missed. Now, I am not saying that Branch should have done what he did. And I'll tell you what, Brian Branch isn't saying that he should have done what he did. The other thing Brian Branch probably won't say again is that he was being bullied out there, because he understands there's no defense, I think, for what he did. I mean, maybe he doesn't understand that. I can't put words in his mouth. But when I look at him, I get the impression of somebody who knows what he did was wrong, and he's frustrated by his actions. But I know my initial interaction, or my initial reaction was, yeah, Brian Branch, no excuse. And then I saw that video of the block in the back, and it was like, wow. Okay, so no excuse, but it looks different. It looks different. So today, I think Brian Branch is the poster child for having all the info. And I want to give him a pat on the back, not for the fight he started, but for owning up to why he did it. With each of us, our emotions are valid, but our actions probably aren't. Full stop. Your emotions are valid. Your actions probably aren't. And it seems like Brian knows that. I wonder if Juju does. That's it for football today, though, and for waxing poetic on the behavior of adult men in armor being paid millions. Weather's coming up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Other Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high around 57. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 38, becoming mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 60.
Currently 36 degrees.
Trending upwards toward that high of 60. It's going to happen, and we're never going to give up on it. We're never going to give you up either. Rick Astley to help finish the hour on Trail Mix 103.1.
You're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Checks his back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't
miss nothing. The Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.